Hello, it's Mark Tiley here from Mark Tiley in the Morning. Our recent guest, John Spires from the wonderful folk band Bellowhead. He dropped in on the show the other day to tell us about a live stream concert. They're back together for one show only. Or is it? Maybe there's more to come. Maybe they will get back together again. Only the biggest selling, most successful UK folk band ever. Well, let's find out.
Oh, Nancy, can't you see? You're the only girl for me. How I dream of lovely Nancy when I'm sailing on the sea.
The wonderful Bellowhead and Gosport Nancy. Joining me on the line, John Spires, a squeezy to his mates. Welcome to Manx Radio, John.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Oh, it's lovely to have you on. I can't believe it's 4 years now since you called it a day. Why was it was all going so well? What happened?
Well, everyone was very busy with other side projects, and I think the basic reason it came to a halt was it was such an effort to put on such big shows, and we weren't making a huge amount out of it. The shows were just getting bigger, but today's unusual circumstances found lots of musicians at home doing nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. Like yourselves. But, I mean, you know, not just one, 8 BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards, 8 of them, massive album sales. I mean, you guys, it's no exaggeration, UK's most successful folk band, without a doubt.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not as if it wasn't a lot of fun to be part of as well. Getting back together again. I know you say it seems like it can't have been 4 years ago, but certainly our collective memory banks trying to recall the arrangements that we were playing. That took a bit of getting back into action. It certainly felt like 4 years.
So explain how you've put this concert together. We'll talk about getting hold of the tickets and everything. It's going on Saturday, 8 o'clock this Saturday, worldwide. How did you get together to even record it?
Well, we were approached to do this by the company that's putting it out. They're called Stable, the company that are promoting it, and that's where the tickets are available. They've got this sort of country house in the sort of north of London, sort of in the process of being restored, but they're using it as an arts filming venue. So it's big enough because it's a posh old house for us to do it socially distanced. There was talk of trying to do it live, but once all the restrictions started coming in, we didn't know what the rules would be at the time. So we thought it would be better off to just get in there, get it recorded, and make sure there was something to put out. It was a lot of fun getting back together with everyone. We are basically a gang.
Yeah.
And lovely to just be playing familiar music with familiar people again.
I would say you're more of a tribe. I mean,
a football team.
Going out with 11, was it 11 or 12 of you when you went touring?
It's 11 in the band, but yeah. I mean, the whole operation was made up of about, 30 to 40 people.
And it's celebrating it's the anniversary of the third album, isn't it? Hedonism. That's 10 years on. 10 years.
Yeah, and Hedonism was probably a big turning point for us. A lot of people don't realise we were going for a good sort of 6 years before that. But that one that we put a lot of effort into trying to not be too traditional with our approach to the music, and we were getting a bit of crossover interest into Radio 2's main playlists and things like that, so none of us were sort of purist enough to not caught that, so we got a really top grade producer in John Leckie and recorded it at Abbey Road, and I think it's one of my favorite albums that we ever did.
It's a great piece of work. Well, here's the obvious question. I know you're doing the rounds at the moment, so virtually, is this the start of something else, or is it just really a one-off?
Well, it's definitely, we haven't got anything else in the diary at the moment, but I think nobody really knows what's going to happen with the music scene when we're actually going to be allowed to go back and play proper gigs. The reason this was even mooted as a thing for us to do is that when all the musicians were sort of stuck at home trying to find things to do creatively and keep everyone's spirits up, we put together a isolated mix of New York Girls, which is our big track from Hedonism, and just recorded it in our own rooms, listening to each other's tracks that we sent us, and then put it together from that. So I don't know what the future holds. I can't wait to get back to gigging soon in some form, but I've got lots of other current bands I'm in at the moment, as do all of us. So yeah, we don't know what's going to happen after this.
Well, personally, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed, because to go and see you guys again 2021, even if I have to wait till 2022, would be quite something. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Here's to that anniversary live stream concert. We'll give all the details of getting the tickets and things. And I've got that New York Girls track right here. We'll play that now. John, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
Bye.
Town, a fair maid I did meet. She asked me back to see a place she lived on Barrack Street. And
away, Santee, my dear Annie, oh, you New York girls, can't you dance a polka?
Thanks again, John Spires, squeezy to his mates from Bellowhead, dropping in on Mark Tiley in the Morning. Do come back for more podcasts of all shapes and sizes right here at manxradio.com.